And there really is no group of people in the world more sleep-deprived than new parents.
Yeah.
This was a survey done of new parents, so it might explain why some of the answers to this question are just weird, because we're talking about some seriously fried brains here. The poll question is, what would you give up in order to get better sleep? And some of these answers are perfectly sensible. I'd give up social media. Okay.
Okay.
That's easy enough. Others would be willing to sit in traffic for an extra hour a day to get more sleep.
Well, that's good resting time.
I guess maybe just not off at the wheel if traffic's moving slowly enough, right?
Right.
And about 20% surveyed say they'd be willing to cut their own hair in order to get more sleep.
Or anybody willing to give up their children
that's
for a good
right.
night's sleep? That's the key right
that
there.
That might be the ultimate answer to that question. Have you ever cut your own hair?
Oh, sure.
How did that work out for you?
Not so well.
Something that most women try once.
I looked like a park ranger. Big bald spots back in my head. Yeah.
I think in our marriage, Renee has tried that once. And it was one time she was getting out of the shower. And I was in the other part of the house. And I could tell that things were a bit off. It was taking her longer to get ready. And things were just really quiet, which is unusual for her, because it's usually
it's just like having little children.
Right. It's like, okay, it's almost too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then she walks over to my side of the house. She's still naked. She's got wet, matted hair in her face. She's laughing maniacally, and she goes, I cut my own hair.
Like, and did you say, not with my good scissors, you didn't.
I said, okay. Thanks for letting me know you cut your own hair. I guess is the next part of this conversation. You're going to be a shut-in for the next 6 weeks.